forgot to eat today. She takes up my time. She doesn't like me.
Not necessarily witchcraft. He couldn't really walk. Like, he couldn't carry himself. You need to stop showering at night because that's lowering your lifespan. I just want to eat and go to sleep. But when we went there, he just seemed like a regular grandpa.
It was making this weird-ass noise. You want to hear the noise? I had to record it.
When you drive it?
I'm going to show you the recording first.
I don't know how to explain that sound.
I don't either.
What would they say?
So they took my car and they took it for the whole day while I was at work because my mom was off, so she took it in. They called me like around 12 and they're like, we drove your car around for a while, which I can attest to because I was tracking them on my phone. My car likes to be an asshole. Dude, that on my negative energy is just too powerful. He got hacked and then they DM'd me. He was like, I'm trustworthy. I'm like, yeah, but you're broke. That's why I didn't do it. I don't have cash out.
Scammers welcome.
I made turkey club.
Oh crap, you know what? And get a side of catfish. Wait, you have your shot.
You believe that? Kid from Oakland running around believing in fairy tales.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 73 and another Happy Hour with Some Damn Podcast, the podcast where participation is optional, but responsibly encouraged.
Bartender, I'm going to need a round of Henny immediately, like immediately. Let's get turned, this motherfucker.
I am that host, of course, you love to toast, DC.
My BS meter is at an all-time high.
Joining me, as always, my partner and podcast at host. You all love the ghost. We got Aaliyah.
Hey, guys.
You know the fucking vibes.
Did I ever tell you what the Let's Get Turned In This Motherfucker is from?
I think you did, but I don't remember. You want to remind
it's
me?
From Shameless. This this gay guy walks into a bar for a blind date. And then he, right when he walks in, he goes up to the bar and he's like, bartender. But I finished the series. Like, the last season wasn't even that great, so I'm a little disappointed on how they ended it.
I never got into that show.
You should try. But let's get this thing started. All right, guys, if you don't have a you should know the rules by now, but for those who don't, we'll be going over current events, viral TikTok videos, the subreddit Am I the Asshole, and in the process we make it happy hour. So if you don't have a drink, go grab one, grab whatever you feel comfortable drinking, and join us. This first shot goes out to you guys, listeners, supporters, and everyone in between. Cheers.
Cheers.
Round one.
My power hour cocktail is, I'm going to have to switch to whiskey because I only got like one shot left in this tequila bottle. But let's jump into this first topic. What this article calls a shitty situation. I'm sure everyone has gone through a moment where you really had to go take a number two. Sometimes you got to rush to the bathroom because you just can't hold it anymore. It was caught on camera. Doing what? She made her way into this apartment complex that had a lobby. And I guess there wasn't any attendance in the lobby at this time because after she made the delivery, went back down to the lobby. Not all of it made its way into the trash can. Some of it fell onto the floor. If you were in this situation, what do you think is your best option?
I would call the closest person that lived there.
What if you're nowhere near anyone that you know?
Then I would find the closest fast food or store.
Was she not able to ask the restaurant where she picked up if she could use the restroom? You know?
Yeah. Thinking too.
Unless that restaurant is still having super strict COVID protocols and aren't letting customers use the restroom.
I feel like if you look like you're gonna cry and you're holding it in, I feel like they'll be more lenient.
I don't know. I just feel like there should have been a better option than this because that's pretty embarrassing. Or like really beg the customer that you're delivering to if you could use the restroom. I really gotta go, man. Like, come on, help a guy out. I don't understand why But in return for this incident, the customer was given a refund. Like, how does this affect the customer?
Because that's what I was thinking too. Because it's not like they did it in front of their door. Yeah. So why are they?
Would you rather take a dump in the lobby in the trash can or outside next to a bush?
Next to a bush.
What if there's a bunch of people out there?
I would still say the bush.
Dude, what if someone walked in while she was doing that?
There's cameras. I mean, obviously, as you can see, there's cameras.
I'm just really confused at why the customer would get a refund. Embarrassing herself on camera have to do with the customer. They got their food.
How did the customer come into contact with the video? Like, the doorman?
I guess the doorman showed them the video because they knew who they were delivering to.
Oh, hey, you see your driver, even though you have no other contact with them, this is what they did.
Do you think she deserves to get fired for that?
I want to say no, but at the same time, yes.
You think she works for Uber Eats now?
Dude, I wouldn't be surprised. Because if this, I mean, even if it's her second income, she still needs another income. I don't know. I do feel bad.
All right, moving on. Speaking of taking a dump, something that always makes me need to take a dump is McDonald's breakfast. I don't know why, but it's like, it goes right through me once I have it. I don't know if you remember, but the guy who showed us the video of, the Five Guys hack.
Oh, okay.
He's come up with a hack, how to save money on a sausage McMuffin with egg.
McDonald's hack number 20, 63 cent egg McMuffin. Today is McDonald's 50th anniversary of the egg McMuffin. So to celebrate, they're selling it at the same place it costs.
I tried to do that.
What was it?
But you can only get one. I wanted to get a bunch to bring to work.
McDonald's hack number 25.
Here we go.
The budget breakfast. The sausage McMuffin and sausage biscuit are both $1.19. But what are they missing? One egg. What's the cheapest thing you can ever buy ever? One egg. How much is a sausage McMuffin with one egg? $3.79. What? It costs $2.60 to add one egg? I can get a dozen at Publix for $2.15. So next time you go to McDonald's, get a sausage McMuffin or biscuit for $1.19 and ask for a folded egg on the side for $1. It's no 18-cent egg at Publix, but it's the exact same thing, but almost half the price.
GP, say your line.
You're getting ripped off.
Do you like the folded egg? Because a lot of people complained on the comments that it's not the rounded egg, it's the folded egg, so it's not really a sausage McMuffin with egg.
I don't get things with eggs at McDonald's. I feel like they upset my stomach.
Oh, here, I was about to just tell you this.
Wendy's hack number 9, unlimited free Frosties. What if I told you that you just go to a Wendy's drive-through free Frosty anytime you visit? But what if I told you you can get 3 large 32-ounce cups of free Frosty anytime you visit? Oh my God. Next time you go to Wendy's, order a Frosty key tag for $2, and you just inherited a year of free Frosty Juniors anytime you go to Wendy's. And the $2 key tag goes towards the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. As an adopted child myself, I felt compelled to give back. So we ordered 20 key tags to get 20 free Frosty Juniors. And to make it easier on them, I said, would it be easier if you just put it in like a large Frosty cup? And it turned out to actually be 3 very large cups of Frosty. So when we left, we decided, hey, let's go to Wendy's and get 20 more free Frosty Juniors. I'm just kidding. We're actually giving out our Frosty key tags to the lovely trick-or-treaters in our neighborhood. Guys, if you're not trick-or-treating, you're getting ripped off.
I don't want that.
Wendy's hack.
I would say the exact same thing.
Are you going to get a Wendy's tag?
I don't even go to Wendy's to get one.
But you can if you want to get a free Frosty. Oh, damn, I forgot to go to Carl's Jr. They're doing a buy one, get one free chicken biscuit breakfast sandwich.
I want a burger.
Well, now's the time to go to one of the burger spots I've been telling you about, doofus.
I ate beef today, so let's see how this reacts to me tomorrow.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Another one.
Like it was a while back, you're talking about how it's true that McDonald's does have a free birthday cake, or not a free, but they have a birthday cake like on their secret menu.
Yep.
Well, speaking of birthdays, tell me how you would react in this situation. This guy was turning 30 and he made reservations at a Korean barbecue restaurant for his birthday dinner. Mm-hmm. And his wife is 4 months pregnant. On the day of his birthday, one of her old friends wanted to hang out with her because she was going off to Germany for a few months. So she just wanted to have one last hangout before she heads off to Germany. And the wife decided, you know what? I'm going to hang out with my friend instead of celebrating your birthday because this is the last time I'm going to see this person for a while. And, you know, you're going to have another birthday next year and the year after that. So instead of just being upset about it, he decided, okay, if she's going to go out and hang out with a friend, then I'm going to go out with a friend. So he took his friend out to hang out with him on his birthday dinner. And his wife got very upset about it.
Well, she came home from visiting her friend, spending time with her friend, and she apologized to him and said it was an unavoidable circumstance. And the husband said that it was no problem because he went to go eat with a friend. She then got angry because she's like, that was for us. And, you know, he was like, oh, you prioritize the friend over me and this and that. And he wanted to take someone that will, you know, prioritize him. Mm-hmm. And she said that he was controlling her and that he had no right to decide who she hangs out with.
How can she be upset when initially she pretty much did the same thing to him?
That's what I was saying.
I mean, other than the fact that her and her friend didn't have dinner reservations. I mean, it doesn't say anything about that. So it wasn't pre-planned the way that this birthday was.
Yeah.
So I feel what she did is worse than what he did, because at least with him, like, it was already pre-planned. They already had an idea of what they were going to do, versus her and her friend, they just decided, oh, we should go hang out. So it was kind of a spur of the moment kind of hangout.
And I feel like the friend that's leaving, she's not leaving for a couple of weeks. So she had, you know, there could have been a gap in between those days.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, the day after. His birthday is only one day. It's only one night, actually. They could have just had the dinner and she could have went
after. Or they could have just pushed it back to the next day or the next week. Like, yeah, like you said, the friend leaving for Germany was leaving in a few weeks. So there's plenty of time to figure out a different time to hang out instead of on her husband's birthday.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like he did nothing wrong. He didn't get mad at, I mean, he was upset that, you know, she didn't choose him, mm-hmm. but he let it go and he asked someone else to go.
Yeah.
You forfeited your right to eat dinner at the reserved spot. So he found someone else.
Exactly. He's not going to go let those reservations go to waste. For all we know, that could be a hot Korean barbecue spot that's always booked.
Yeah, when I read that it was a Korean barbecue spot that they had to reserve, I said, ooh, that spot must be important, popular. Mm-hmm.
Is it just me? Or was it, like, incredibly pointless for him to point out that his wife is 4 months pregnant? How does that fit into the story?
Yeah, I agree. I don't know where that came up. Maybe to maybe to put in her emotions.
Okay, let's say her emotions and hormones are all up there, but that wouldn't change the fact that she was willing to sacrifice his birthday for a hangout with her friend. Like, your emotions don't really dictate yeah. that.
And I feel like if it was her, I mean, if it was him that did that to her, she would be very angry. Like, she would keep that same emotion as this.
Yeah.
So either way, he lost. It's a lose-lose situation for me.
Oh, Popeyes has chocolate chip cookies now. I don't know if it's worth it, though, but it might be worth a try.
Do they still have their beignets?
No, dude, that was super limited, like their fish sandwiches. You know what Popeyes had on sale for Black Friday?
What?
Their Meg Thee Stallion merchandise.
Did you get anything?
No, dude. I'm not going to wear something that says hottie sauce.
You'll attract attention.
Oh, dude. Speaking of, well, I don't know why, but this is where my train of thought led. Because Meg Thee Stallion, or one of their shirts said from Houston, Texas to NOLA, because Popeyes is NOLA. Louisiana. And you like movies by Blumhouse, right?
The horror
movies. So I was watching this movie right before we recorded. I was tempted to tell you, let's do 6:30 so I could finish up this movie. It's this movie called Black as Night. It takes place in NOLA too. So I was like, oh, this is a win-win. It's about this girl who kills vampires.
What?
You should check it out. It's on Amazon. I didn't finish it, but I like it so far. Yeah.
I don't know. Blumhouse be having some weird movies, but I like them.
But yeah, man. It just makes me, like, even though it shows NOLA in like a scary setting, I still want to go back like really bad.
Me too. I need to go when I'm not drunk.
Next year, make it happen.
Let's go. I want to eat the crawfish there.
I haven't yet. Well, because I'm not a big fan of crawfish. They're too small.
Just the best. You're just not having the right ones, because there'd be big ones like this.
Yeah, but there's not that much meat in it regardless.
You eat the head?
No.
You ever see out?
Whatever, man. I just don't like crawfish that much. It's not worth the struggle.
Well, you can get something else. I want crawfish.
Dude, I've been getting hella spam calls today.
For real?
Yeah, and it's from Medicare. What the hell? Why would I need Medicare? I'm not old. I ain't 60 yet. Jesus. So, with all that birthday drama, well, one of the main things you do on your birthday is eat. Some people like to eat, like overload on the eating and take it on to an all-you-can-eat buffet. This guy by the name of, he's a live streamer and food blogger known as Mr. Kang. But when I went to his YouTube page, he had a different name. This guy he eats a lot of food. Like, it's crazy.
You hear that?
So, oh, is that the BB?
Yeah.
Oh, BB. Let's take this and I gotta go pee. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, he goes by the name of Fat Monkey on YouTube. What was his name on here? Mr. Kang, aka Fat Monkey on YouTube, was banned from a barbecue buffet restaurant in Changsha City, China, because he eats way too much. According to him, I can eat a lot. Is that a fault? And he's saying that this is discriminatory. And according to the business owner of this buffet, every time he comes here, I lose a few hundred yuan. Is that how to pronounce it?
I almost thought it was yen.
Why is it? I thought yen was spelled Y-E-N. Even when he drinks soy milk, he can drink 20 or 30 bottles. When he eats the pork trotters, he consumes the whole tray of them. And for prawns, usually people use tongs to pick them up. He uses a tray to take them all. That's insane, bro. So the first time this guy went to that buffet, he ate 3.3 pounds of pork feet and 8 pounds of prawns. Do you think you should be able to ban someone from an all-you-can-eat buffet?
It's a great area. I want to say no, because it's all you can eat. If you're eating so much that the other patrons cannot eat, I feel like that's the cutoff. No?
If he's really losing like a few hundred every time this dude comes in, and I don't know, he doesn't mention how often he comes in. Is it restaurants or businesses that say, have that little sign, we have the right to refuse service?
I think it's everywhere.
Okay. That's power hour. Are you doing two or three?
Well, three.
If you do three, I'll do three. Yeah, you're trying to turn up, huh? Black Friday special.
Dang, I forgot to get a... Should I use my whisk?
Whisk? What are you, making scrambled eggs?
I forgot to bring a spoon. Whatever.
What do you need a spoon for? Mixes it. Or are you doing juice?
I'm using sparkling cider.
Sparkling cider mixes, the carbonation mixes it.
I don't think it mixes it well enough. I'm not going to just drink straight alcohol the first sip.
Cheers.
Another one.
We have the right to refuse service to whatever. Mm-hmm. So the next time I would see this dude, if I'm the business owner, I would present that sign to him. And I would say, okay, you got two choices. Either you no longer are welcome here, or we put a limit on how much you can eat.
I can work with that. Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm sure he would say, okay, fine, we'll go with the limit, because he obviously likes it, their food, if he's going there pretty often.
What if it's just very affordable? That's what he always goes. Every time I'm at a buffet, I can eat three main dishes, a salad, and a dessert. The dessert is, you know, usually the ice creams.
Okay, let's put yourself in the position of Fat Monkey. Like, after getting banned, do you try to compromise, or do you just like, fine, I'll take my business elsewhere?
I think I'm gonna try to compromise. But like, okay, what if I just eat this much? Will that even things out? Even the playing fields?
Damn, that's quick.
Wait, I forget. Are we doing 3 minutes or five?
Five, homie.
Whoops. Okay, we got two more minutes. I'm debating next year if I want to go skydiving or go to Canada for my birthday.
Those are very different options.
I know.
What's wrong with you, dude?
Because I've been wanting to go skydiving for hella long, but then
I would go to Canada.
Because I've been into hockey lately, so I want to go visit their towns. Yeah, there's Alberta and then there's Calgary.
Calgary is in Alberta.
Is it?
Yes. Then why
two hockey teams?
You know how I know? Because my favorite wrestler is from Calgary, Alberta.
What? Should I go to Montreal then?
Montreal and Vancouver are the spots to go. I think Vancouver is the sushi chef who created the California roll has a restaurant in Vancouver.
Yeah. I just read about the California roll. Wasn't it created in SoCal?
Maybe he worked in SoCal before going to Canada. Jeez, okay. I don't know. But I heard, isn't Vancouver super expensive?
I have a feeling, but their team is not that good.
Dude, I've been wanting. If you go to Canada, would you go? Is it during the time of a hockey season?
Hockey season is actually the seasons I would like to go, because I do want to see it snow. But I think all of their teams are there is away games during that time, so they would be in the U.S. anyway. So I don't think I would watch them.
Mm.
It varies, but I think if I go to Canada, I would spend like a week or two there, because then I'll be able to go to different spots. Yeah, I might just do that.
Cheers.
Another one.
It's pretty smooth. I hope the whiskey's not at the bottom.
That's why you use a whisk.
Don't need a whisk, dude. That's only for eggs and baking crap. So back to the topic. When you would go to a buffet, How many plates would you have to get in order to feel like you got your money's worth?
I'll get three plates, and then I'll get a salad, and then I'll get dessert. So five plates total.
Do you use different plates for each visit?
Of course.
Or do you reuse your plate?
I would not. I would get different plates.
But how full are these plates?
They're not that full. Let's be honest. I don't pack mine to the brim. You know, usually
the plates, you can't say to the brim on a plate. There's no brim.
There is the edge. That's the brim.
That's the edge. That's not a brim. A brim's on like a cup or a bowl.
That don't sound right. Oh, I would get a soup. I can't fill it up that much, because then if I like my, it's a psychological thing. If I see that my plate is full, then I'm full. So I have to get plates that's not that much. So I'm still hungry.
I'll usually do like three, but I'll try to get in four, and then I'll go for dessert. And then when I get dessert, I'll try to get like at least two items, but aim for three.
How full is your plate?
Pretty full. I mean, I'll get like probably like three items on one plate and they'll pretty much cover up the plate. Have you ever been to an Asian buffet that has sushi?
Yep, many.
Seven Japanese foods that no one eats in Japan. So let's see if you have these foods, Aaliyah. Number one, the California roll.
Of course I've had that.
Do you eat it often? Like, if you go to a sushi restaurant, do you order it?
I've never ordered it.
I think the only time I'll eat California roll is if I get, like, a bento box, and then they have that as one of the options to get it on the side. So I'll get that. Yeah.
Usually when I get a bento, I swap it for sashimi.
I don't know why, but if I get a bento, I don't like mixing it with sashimi. Like, if I'm gonna eat sashimi, it'll just be like if I'm eating sushi. Ooh, sweetened green tea. Neither do I. People who sweeten your green tea, it's like, I feel like you're taking away the health benefits. It's like drinking water but adding sugar to it. It's like, okay, what was the point? You're drinking the water to hydrate yourself and to have the benefits of drinking water, but you're going to add crap to it that you don't need. Cheers to unsweetened green tea.
Another one.
All right, next up, teriyaki sauce. This one I was a little bit surprised by. I thought it was actually a thing they ate in Japan. Because I do like me some teriyaki sauce. Like, if I'm getting a bento, I usually get like teriyaki chicken or teriyaki salmon.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, was the first time I had teriyaki sauce, and that wasn't even real teriyaki sauce.
You've never had teriyaki sauce before that?
I don't think so. I don't know. I just
teriyaki sauce?
I had it in a spamasubi, but it was.
Wait, isn't there sauce something else? It's not teriyaki sauce.
My mom uses teriyaki sauce.
Yeah, that's not real masubi then.
I don't like teriyaki sauce in general, so I ask her to put it without.
I don't like how this next one is not an item. Hibachi restaurants. That's not an item, stupid. I don't know. It's more for the novelty of it. People go there to be entertained. And do you know who owns? Well, he doesn't own it anymore because he's dead, but do you know who was the founder of Benihana? I forgot his name. His first name, but his last name is Aoki. And have you seen Too Fast, Too Furious?
I want to say yes, but I don't remember.
Do you remember the Asian girl from there? She was in Too Fast, Too Furious. I forgot what her name was, but she's the daughter of the owner of Benihana. And Steve Aoki is her half brother. In real life. So it was his father who owned Benihana. Yeah,
what's the other popular? So Benihana is the one that's popular here?
Versus popular where?
What's the? You mentioned another one around here.
I don't. Okay. Yeah, but that's just here.
I don't think
they have here. Hana Japan.
Okay, then it's Benihana because that sounds more familiar. My coworkers
go to Benihana a lot.
Yeah, they were like three of them mentioned it last week.
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel like Benihana is like something that you should at least go to once in your life. And like, if you really like the entertainment factor of it, then going there once a year doesn't hurt. But I wouldn't go there often. Like, their food isn't amazing that you would want to go there on a regular basis. Spicy fish sushi rolls. I do like spicy tuna rolls or spicy tuna hand rolls. So in Japan, dishes are made with very little spice. So any sushi rolls that have ingredients like spicy tuna, spicy yellowtail, or spicy crab, I didn't even know spicy crab was a thing, aren't served. There is very little spice in Japan. Did not know that.
You think they use real crab or like the imitation crab?
I would think they use real crab in Japan. Dude, my train of thought is like all over the place. Like, since we're talking about sushi, there's this spot in in this city called Kensington, which is pretty much Albany, El Cerrito area. And they use like a multi-grain rice their sushi. Yeah. It's pretty good. So I was thinking Kensington, and then I went to the Kensington Farmers Market last weekend because I wanted to try this pretzel stand, because he posted on IG he had like a cranberry something pretzel, which I went there, and then I walked around like two or three times because I couldn't find it, and then I finally found it, and it's a small spot too, and I got that and it was okay. I don't know if I would go back to him. His pretzels are good but not amazing. And then I ended up getting, have you ever seen those trucks that have rotisserie chickens just spinning?
I don't go to truck places often.
Okay, well, there's like,
that's cool,
a few different rotisserie chicken trucks where they just have a bunch of chicken, like whole chickens, just spinning, and then underneath they have like potatoes and then Brussels sprouts. And then the grease from the chicken is just dripping on the potatoes and Brussels sprouts. So that's how those are flavored. So I got some of that too. And then
you bought a whole chicken?
I got a quarter. I can't finish a whole chicken. It was like a drumstick and a thigh.
Oh, okay.
The slogan for that chicken was, our chicken is hella good.
That's so straight point.
And I wouldn't say it was hella good. It was good. It was pretty pricey though. It was like 14 or 16 bucks for a quarter chicken, you know, and you could get like a whole chicken at Costco for what? $7?
$5. It's $4.99.
You sure? Yeah. For the whole chicken.
The rotisserie chicken?
Yeah.
I get that often. It's $5.
Hey man, is it just me or Costco been dropping the ball on those rotisserie chickens? I feel like they've been undercooked lately. I've been getting a lot of pink inside.
I actually haven't had it in a while.
I'm like, yo, dude. And then the last time I had it, it like upset my stomach. I had to go.
Really?
Yeah. Because I always like, whenever I see pink chicken, I always think, like in the back of my head, I was like, maybe this thing was frozen before. And, you know, so the germs got killed. And then plus they cooked it. So that bacteria is dead, but nah, dude, I got sick from it. Cheers.
Another one.
Number six, sushi sauces and extra ingredients. So my cousin is in Japan right now, and she pretty much told me that it's pretty much just sashimi there. They don't really have like sushi rolls like that, like the ones that we see.
She's in Japan?
Yeah.
I figured they would just have sashimi there.
I mean, that's cool. I like sashimi, but I like to have a few different flavors incorporated into it, you know? Like, yeah. it don't hurt to have some avocado in there, some like extra textures.
Avocado like made here?
It's avocado made here. What does that mean?
Like, is this where it originated? Or does it originate somewhere else?
I mean, I'm sure other countries have avocados, if that's what you're asking.
I'm talking about when it first originated.
I don't know where they started, okay? I don't know the origins of avocados. That's not my study field.
Oh, I already knew what
field of study.
It says Tropical America, Mexico.
So it started in Mexico?
I guess so. South Central Mexico between 7,000 and 5,000 BC. Where's BC? Before Christ?
Yeah. Wow. Ooh. You remember.
I want to go to Japan too. Japan seems fun to travel.
What's the first thing you would do in Japan?
Get sushi. What's sashimi? Or ramen.
The ramen factory? Or the ramen museum, I mean?
Isn't that the one where you could design your own cup ramen?
I don't know.
Would you go to the suicide forest?
No, for what reason? Why would I want to see that?
I wouldn't. I feel like bad spirits would follow me.
Didn't I mention before how there's a UFC fighter who has a piece of rope from the suicide forest that he took from someone who hung themselves.
I've never heard you talk of this.
But yeah, there's this UFC fighter. He went to the suicide forest. He actually called in a suicide because when he got there, he saw someone like hung himself. So they called that in. And then he kept a piece of the rope as a souvenir. So every time he, before he fights, he like holds on to that because he feels like some type of power. He feels like, I don't know, dude. It's weird, but yeah.
I wouldn't put myself with a piece of spirit. No, I just told you. I feel like bad energy would follow me.
Oh. What if Logan Paul's with you?
Hell no. He would definitely bring the bad energy. I can't do it. I would go to the train station where the dog... Didn't they do a dog statue for the one that waited for his owner?
What did you say?
I said, didn't they make a statue for the dog that waited for his owner but never came back, so he passed?
This is in Japan?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. I don't know what you're talking about.
There's this dog. Every day he would wait for his owner at the train station, and the owner would get him, and, you know, they go home together. One day the owner never came back, and the dog just sat there waiting. And then they made a dog statue because everyone knew that dog.
That's cute. Is the dog still alive?
No, passed. That's why they made the statue for him.
Oh, I thought they just made it in honor of his owner.
Okay, next story.
Sushi rolls. One of the most popular fishes they use in sushi is tuna. So, keeping the theme of tuna, Subway got themselves into a little trouble here. They sampled 20 servings of tuna from Subway, and 19 of those 20 contained either chicken, pork, or cattle, some sort of animal protein. You know what Lent is, right? Yes. I feel like we've talked about Lent before on this show for some reason.
I've always known what that was.
All right, so during Lent, like a few years ago, my go-to on Friday would always be Subway's tuna sandwich. So I thought, damn, dude, was I violating Lent when I was eating these tuna sandwiches? For all I know, I could have been eating chicken or pork and didn't even know.
Wait. I thought you haven't eaten Subway in a while, though.
Yeah, that's why I said years ago.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Open your ears and open your mind.
I don't want to. Continue.
I don't understand how that's possible. Like, tuna's not expensive, especially if you're just getting a bunch of canned tuna.
That's what I thought, too. Because I would think that, like, unless they're using the scrappings of chicken, well, all of those to make tuna.
Like what, the leftovers?
Yeah.
Isn't the chicken not 100% chicken either? I forgot what it was. Like that, they mentioned that like maybe a year or two ago how it wasn't 100% chicken. Dang, man, is any of their meat 100% anything?
No.
That's why you should never go to Subway.
Sometimes I like to eat Subway.
Dude, did you hear about their new bread, though?
They have a new bread?
It's called Hero Bread, I think. It only has 1 gram of carbs.
I don't know the difference, though. What is carbs? Carbs is bread, right?
Bread, rice.
Starch.
I heard that. Cheers.
Cheers.
Another one.
I just find it weird. Like, how do they still make the texture of tuna?
I'm assuming they, like the other meat that was found in it, they didn't put too much just so you could maintain the same consistency as tuna, but enough that they were able to find the DNA of the other animal protein. How often do you eat inside of a fast food restaurant?
Since I was able to drive, not often.
I just read an article about how a lot of different fast food restaurants are slowly converting to to a lot smaller dining areas and focusing more on their drive-through.
Yeah, the last time I sat inside of I'm gonna say McDonald's because that's the one I usually go to. But the last time I sat inside there, it was like high school, sophomore year.
I think it's better because, like, why would you want to eat inside a fast food restaurant when you can just pick it up and bring it and have it in the comfort of your own home? All right, moving on, but keeping with the theme of fast food, our first viral TikTok video of the episode. McDonald's worker, Brittany Curtis, 23. She hopped on TikTok and wanted to vent after a very hard day at work because someone decided to order 6,400 items, which consisted of 1,600 McChickens, 1,600 McDoubles, and 3,200 Cokes in 4 hours. But she misspelled, oh, is it cookies? She misspelled cookies. She only put one O. I thought she misspelled Cokes and put cookies.
I thought that too.
The bill came out to $7,400. She captioned the video, no lie, your girl is tired. What is hashtag FYP?
For your page. So it goes on your page.
It goes on everyone's page?
You know how you have a page? Well, okay, I don't know how TikTok works, but Instagram, they have a, so they have the regular homepage, right? And then you click that. And that's the For Your page. This is their Explore page. It's just what you relate to.
All right, cheers.
Another one.
When we were working at the restaurant, can you remember the highest amount of items we had on a catering order?
On a catering order? Oh, yeah. We've never gotten above 1,000. That's all I know.
I feel like the most we ever did was like, I'll say 650. That's my guess.
Are you thinking of the bowls or the burgers?
I don't remember. I don't know.
I feel like the burgers are more.
More than 650?
No, I'm just saying it's more than the bowls. Dang, that much? I can't think anything above 100 something.
But damn, dude, 6,400. Well, the cookies don't really matter because they're pre-packaged already. But the McChickens and the McDoubles, something that you actually have to cook, like, hot damn, I would be hella pissed.
I think the day of, a person called in an order for 100 something bowls for us, and it was accepted by me, so we had to do it.
I don't understand anyone who would think it's okay to order this amount of items. Like, obviously, it's for some big company and they're buying lunch or dinner for everyone, but to think that they could just put in this order and think, oh, okay, it'll be fine. Like, they'll make it. You have no consideration whatsoever. Like, think about it, dudes. Just the 1,600 McChickens, that's a crap load.
Yeah. Like, do they even have that many buns?
They would have to. I mean, they probably went through maybe a few days worth of ingredients that they normally would have for the week or whatever, and just went through it in one day, so they had to increase their inventory. But hot damn,
didn't we have to do that one time?
I don't know, I don't remember anything.
Didn't we run out of buns before?
Of course, I feel like we have on many occasions. The next, am I the asshole of this episode?
Okay, so this dude, right? Three daughters. One of the daughters is still living with them, so they...
I thought all three live with them.
No. Two moved out.
Okay. I remember that now.
They started their careers and whatnot, so they moved out of the house. But the youngest one, 19, Jill, she started community college at college that is close to home. So she still lives at home. And the past weekend, they were invited to their niece's / goddaughter's wedding, which their dress code was semi-formal. So, you know, dress tux, not too fancy, but fancy enough. And when they were about to leave, Jill was taking her time. Cheers.
Another one.
So Jill was taking her time only to come out in a spaghetti strap halter top and leggings. Mind you, her father, which is the, who do you call? The writer?
The subredditor.
The subredditor is the one that's writing, which is her father. He believes that she was out the night before partying, taking her time, you know, doing what college students do. So when he saw that she was wearing that, he told her that she needed to change her clothes because it was not wedding appropriate. She did not take it well.
So he pretty much told her, like, she needs to change or she'll need to find her own ride because she's not going to the wedding with them. And they ended up leaving without her. I don't know if she made, did she make it to the wedding?
No, she did not.
Okay. Do you think a spaghetti strap is appropriate for a semi, right?
I don't think anything.
That's not even close.
If it's a semi-formal, even if you don't want to wear a dress, you can find something that is semi-formal appropriate, you know, for a woman. You can find something semi-appropriate.
Blazer. What if she doesn't have anything like that in her wardrobe?
The father said that, and he said, I think this was just to get her more angry, but he said that she had a lot of clothes everywhere sprawled out across her bedroom.
Had all her laundry on the floor.
Yeah, so she could have found something, which it doesn't have to be like the best, but if it's a dress or just something, not a halter top, would be okay. The mother and the daughter is both mad at the father for, you know, that her missing out on the wedding. But I feel like if the daughter truly felt like her outfit was okay, she could have made it to there. The wedding, she could have called an Uber.
Wait, how come she didn't? I thought they mentioned that.
It doesn't specify why she didn't show up in the end. It just says that she didn't, and that the mother and daughter is mad at him.
Is the father the asshole?
I don't think so.
But he gets a pass. He made the right decision.
Yeah, I feel like the daughter is. She was 19 at the time. She's 19. She should know when is it to dress appropriately? When is it to not? Weddings, I feel like, are a time to dress appropriately. Shit. So I feel like he was in the right to say, like, oh, you know, you shouldn't be dressing like this. There's a time and a place. This is not the time or the place. That's the one thing I don't regret. When my cousin got married, I had pink and blue hair. I wish I had, like, my gray hair. That would look more normal. I felt like I was standing out.
Cheers.
Another one.
All right, let's take you on a trip. A trip to Tennessee. Yep. Where, on a highway, a truck fell over, which was carrying $400,000 worth of Jack Daniels. This happened around 9:30 a.m. They described it as several gallons of Jack Daniels. Let's say you were on this freeway and you witnessed this flip over of a truck. I'm sure most of the traffic would come to a halt because that semi would pretty much cover the entire freeway. Yep. Would you get out of your truck and try to salvage some of this alcohol?
No, I would not. I would be too scared for one.
Well, yeah, I'll probably just be in shock by the seeing this happen, like seeing this truck flip over, I'll just be in disbelief, like, oh damn, did that just happen? So it'll probably take me a while to just realize, like, damn, that really did just happen. So I don't know what I would do. I don't think I would get out of my car, but just seeing all that alcohol go to waste is a shame.
But did they have the markings that it was Jack Daniels?
Oh, true, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. Cheers.
Cheers.
Final round.
If there was a fire, that shit would have blown up. Like,
dude, imagine if someone was smoking a cigarette and just threw it out.
That's what I'm saying. Right? Dude, I would be terrified. That whole, what was it, a highway? It would have been gone.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning into this episode. Oh yeah, don't forget to repost again. I was supposed to say that at the beginning of the episode, but I forgot. Repost, retweet, share, support any way you can.
Subscribe.
We're gonna start releasing episodes once every 2 weeks now.
Yes.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll be able to get on track that way and release it on a specific day. I'm probably gonna do Wednesday. That's the goal. So I'll probably finish editing on Tuesday night. So it'll drop on Tuesday night, but you know, I'll like post about it on Wednesday. So yeah, whatever you want to consider that. But yeah. So thanks guys. But until next time, we always want to remind you to please drink responsibly.
Shoot your shots and shoot often.
Kobe.
Sorry, brother. I'm a little bit intoxicated.
I respect it.
I'm drinking responsibly.
Peace, guys.
And some damn podcast is the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.